Hey guys, it is Kate here from Hello Funnels and welcome back to the Doing It Online podcast. Now, the other day I got a DM asking me like, Kate, if you were starting again today, like right now in 2024, what would you do? And as a person who is now on business, I don't know, it's roughly like 3.5, who has started again several times and each time in a slightly different way and, you know, being able to start and grow usually much faster each time because you've obviously picked up some different tips and tricks and strategies in your little backpack each time. What I would do to start again, if I was to do it again this year, is very different to what I would have done in the past. And so I wanted to share that with you today. I wanted to walk you through, like, if I had another mid-business crisis and just went, you know what, bugger this, I'm shutting it down, I'm starting from scratch, this is exactly what I would do. So let's jump right on in. Okay, guys, so this is one you're gonna need pen and paper for, all right? So if you're out walking, maybe just pull up the notes on your phone because you're gonna wanna write this down. All right, so first things first, I'm just gonna go through like the fundamental things really quick. So first of all, we're gonna figure out who it is that we are wanting to help and how it is we're going to help them. And we're just gonna go and do a little bit of market research to make sure that that's actually something that they value enough to pay well for. So there's always many different ways you can help many different people. And I want to make sure that I'm going to be talking to a group of people that I'm going to enjoy working with, and I'm going to be able to help them significantly enough that they're going to, you know, value that enough and value that outcome enough that they'd be happy to pay well for it. I'm not, you know, in the business of trying to find markets where people just don't value what you do, or people are, you know, only wanting to pay you like $5 for that solution. No, I want to be able to serve people at a higher level, and I want them to feel really, really good about paying, and I want them to feel really, really good about investing at a higher level to get that outcome. So that's the basics. We're not going to dive into that there. That's kind of like business 101, right? All right. So now once we've decided that, now let's get into the tactics, the strategies, the actual step-by-step. So first of all is for that target market, I want you or me to come up with like, what are their top three problems or top three pain points or the top three things they're trying to solve? And this becomes your three pillars. Now for each pillar, each pain point, each topic, you are going to create one really, really valuable opt-in. And again, this doesn't have to be anything that takes a whole bunch of time. Just even sitting down doing a 20-minute little video where you riff on how to solve that problem and give them a little checklist worksheet to go with it, like that's fine. This is not something you should be spending weeks and weeks. Like you should be able to get all three done in a day, all right? Like we're talking about doing everything quick and dirty here. That's one thing I would keep from every single business I've started. Quick, dirty, test, reiterate, keep going, okay? So three pain points, an opt-in lead magnet, opt-in bribe, whatever you want to call it, for each. Then, because I'm me, I'm going to set up a funnel. I'm going to make sure I have got some sort of offer ready to go. Now, because it's just getting started, that offer may not exist yet, but it doesn't matter. I would set up the funnel anyway and create it later. So I'm going to set up a basic funnel, and maybe I'll create like a three-part video training. It's going to be 3 1-hour videos, and I'm going to charge about $300 to $500 for it. But whatever it is, I just want to have some sort of funnel so that when I go out and start doing list building, that the people coming through have the option to buy right away in an automated way, and that I'm going to start building my first income stream right up front. Doesn't have to be perfect, doesn't have to be amazing, but it has to exist. So that's simple email-based funnel that is for an offer around the $300 to $500 mark. And as I said, that offer doesn't have to exist yet because no one's going to buy it today. So we're going to set up the funnel, make sure people can buy it. And then what I would have on your thank you page is a little like, hey, thanks for buying this. You're one of the first ones. I'm in the process of putting the finishing touches on it. It will be available in the next X days. And because you're one of the first people in, you also get this extra bonus, something like that. And if people are annoyed by that and ask for a refund, we refund them, no big deal. But the reason we do it this way is because one, it means that you can actually get this up, get this running, get this built really quickly. And two, it really puts a fire under your butt to actually go and create that product. You can't put it off till later. So three opt-ins, one simple funnel leading to one offer, which probably doesn't exist yet. Okay, so we've done that. The next thing I would do as soon as I was able is I would hire a VA. And I would hire a VA, and I'm talking about an entry-level VA, They don't have to have super crazy skills, but I would hire a VA for about 10 hours a week. So you can get VAs, depending on where you are in the world, for usually under $10 an hour, who can help you with your admin and also who can help you with your content repurposing, because that is going to be really important. In this day and age, you need to be able to get a lot of content out, and you do not have time for that, not in this phase of business. So that'd be one of the first things I would invest in, is a VA who can help me with, as I said, the admin, keeping an eye on your inbox, but also who can go and repurpose all of your content. Then I would be making sure I was focusing on creating one really good, really strong, really valuable piece of content every week, something like this podcast. And then I would be getting my VA to be repurposing it. That, with the combination of the VA and a combination of ChatGPT, they should be able to create content that you can be putting on YouTube Shorts, that you can be turning into Reels, that you can be putting on LinkedIn, you can be sharing on Medium, that you can basically be sharing in as many places as possible, but your actual input for the videos or for that content is minimal. So that is the next thing I would do. As I said, it's probably looking at an investment of maybe $100 a week, but one that is going to pay off so, so much over time. Okay, so next thing I would do, because you know you can't live off this little trickle of sales that you're getting through on your $300 to $500 offer, is I would create a really juicy one-on-one package. Now, this is not something that I would intend to keep forever, but there's just something I'd be creating to help get a bigger boost of cash flow. One-on-ones are traditionally, for people with smaller list, is one of the easier things to sell, one of the higher cash flow, because you create a package that's maybe like $2,000, $3,000 for some sort of outcome. So think about one of those outcomes your audience wants, create a solution for it that's, you know, some kind of package where they work directly with you, whether it's like a done for you or a done with you, whatever that is, it's up to you and your niche. But I would create some kind of really juicy package that means I could be paying myself at least $5,000 to $10,000 a month with only working with a couple of clients. That means that the revenue is coming in, the cash flow is coming in, you're paying your bills, you're paying yourself, and you still have enough free time to be growing your business. Can you see a trend here? How I'm like, okay, so we're going to set up this system for doing our content marketing and growing that, and then we're going to get someone in to help so that we're doing as little of it as possible. And now we're going to do the same with our revenue while we're getting a trickle of sales, thanks to this content marketing system. These people are going to be joining our list. They're going to be going through our funnel. We're going to get a trickle of sales there. Those people are also going to get invited to come and join me when a spot becomes available for the one-on-one package. And this is, means that we're going to start having a decent amount of revenue, and we're going to start having a decent amount of clients in a much, much quicker way, but also a much more hands-off way, because I don't want to be out there cold DMing people or doing any of that gross stuff. All right. So that's the day these things are in place. To now start to move the needle even faster, the next thing that I would do is I would focus on creating every month a mini workshop that is solving a mini problem of my target audience. And you know, you could alternate between the three pillars. Like, think about what's one thing that we can help people with underneath each one, and let's do a mini workshop on that. And that's something that I would run live once a month. I would invite everyone on my list. I would invite the audiences that I'm building on the different platforms. And then again, over time, if you're doing this every month, you would all of a sudden start having a quite a decent suite of different offers. And so you could start doing things when you ran your mini workshop. You could say, hey, on your upsell page, do you want to also get these other three workshops for, you know, for $97 so, or something like that. Like, start building out, having upsells and upgrades and things like that to increase the order value, which makes every single one of these mini workshops that you do more and more profitable over time. Okay, the next thing that I would do is, because I love a little bit of recurring revenue, is that after each of these mini workshops is I would actually would create, and I would invite everybody who had joined the mini workshop to come and join me in some kind of support or implementation based community. So you're going to be creating a training every month anyway, right? As part of this strategy. So people who want more, who want to go implement it, who want to get maybe some feedback once they've implemented it, creating this community. Again, it depends on your niche, but it could be anywhere between $50 to even $200 a month, and offering this to people who've attended the workshop saying, hey, you know, do you want to come in and we can implement this together? You can get your questions asked. You also get access every month to the upcoming trainings and things like that. And all of a sudden, you've got a community, you've got MRR, and you have another revenue stream. So we've got one like mini course that's on a funnel. We've got one one-on-one offer that you only take a couple of people a month, and it's priced, you know, at a pretty premium price. And so you're probably starting to get a bit of a wait list on that. We're doing mini workshops, which help with list building, help to give you revenue every month. We're adding to our upsells. So we're increasing the average order value for each of those mini workshops by putting in the other relevant workshops as, you know, order bumps and upsells, and also inviting people to come and join our support community. So all of this is super leveraged, super doable, and totally doable as a one-man band, plus your awesome VA who's helping to share this content you're creating out there in the world. And that would probably get me pretty far. Like, that is probably enough to get the wheels moving, to get sort of, you know, those first like 10K, 15K months even. And then probably the final thing I would do after following this strategy for, you know, 6 months or more, you know, your list would be starting to get to a decent size. You'd have the potential of, you know, starting to reinvest some revenue into list building further. So doing some ads and things like that, because you've got a funnel. I always recommend people have their funnel before they start doing ads. You know, you also have got it quite dialed in, how you do your sales, how you do your monthly workshops, all that stuff. The final piece of the puzzle would be now to look going, how can I now have maybe a higher ticket leveraged course? So something that's maybe $1,000 to $2,000, something that you can run live a couple of times a year to, again, give you an additional income boost. And then, you know, once you've done that a few times, you could potentially look to putting it on Evergreen. But that is what I would do. And for anyone who is in that sub 10K months right now, who's trying to launch, you know, a high ticket online course to a small list, is just not getting you what you need, or who's trying to make enough revenue just from low ticket on its own and just having like one low ticket thing and trying to run ads to it and trying to figure out why that's not getting you what you need. It's because those strategies aren't designed for how your business is currently set up, the resources that you currently have, and where you are right now in business. You need to have a few more pieces in place, but you need to do them strategically and do them step by step so that they can build on each other. And so that while, yes, every step is, you know, maybe a little bit of work to set up in the first place, but we're also always doing it with the sort of like the eye of, okay, how can I set this up and then automate it or systemize it or outsource it so that, yes, I can have this really important piece in my business working for me, but it's not a piece that is relying on me to be spending a whole bunch of time and effort on every week, every month, and meaning that I can't grow because I don't have time to do anything else. So I hope that's made sense, guys. As I said, I hope you're taking notes. If you have found this really valuable, I would love, love, love if you could share it or leave a comment or even DM us over at Hello Funnels. We would love to hear from you. And if you would like our help, guys, to set this up yourself, this is basically the nuts and bolts of what we do inside our Ignite program. So you come and check that out over at Hello Funnels, ignite.hellofunnels.co, or the link is below. You can get all the details. Doors aren't currently open, but you can jump on our wait list and you will get notified as soon as the doors reopen. But I hope this has been valuable, guys. I hope you have got some things to go away to implement to action, and looking forward to sharing more with you next week.